Yes, 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 it's time for Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, Madhouse Nation. Here's what you got to do. You got to gather around the radio right now, listen to today's case, and then you get to decide who is wrong in the situation. Is it the husband or is it the wife in today's situation? All right, that's the couple. Got a husband and we got a wife. And I'm actually going to read what happened because these two said that they did not want to be on the air. They did not want to have their voice anywhere on the air, anything like that. All right. So here's what happened. This one took place over the holiday season. And according to the wife, she says, we were staying at my in-law's house for the holidays. I was in our bedroom and I found my husband's gun on the floor by the closet. Now, granted, it was in a lockbox. It was out in the open. The lockbox was out in the open and the gun was in there. I immediately called my husband and told him how irresponsible it was for him to do something like that, seeing as we have children in the house, ages 8 and 12. It's just irresponsible. That is the wife's side of the story. The husband's side of the story, he says, yes, I left the gun out, but it was locked. All right, I can understand her being upset, but she did not have to cuss me out. He says that she cussed him out. She says all she had to do was tell me to move it, and I would have put it up. I don't think I deserved all of that over something that could be fixed so easily. And I think that my wife was overreacting. Madhouse Nation, get on the phone, 570-WPEG. Let us know who was wrong in this situation. It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Is the wife wrong for cussing the husband out? Or is the husband wrong for even having the gun out in the first place? We want to hear from you, 570-WPEG. It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, your case for today.
Power 98 is going to pay your bills five times a day. Listen for special keywords at
Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is time for Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby. I love you.
Oh. All right, so today's story is the wife and the husband. The wife says that they were staying at their in-laws for the holidays. She was in the bedroom and she found her husband's gun on the floor by the closet. Now, granted, the gun was in a lockbox, but it was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Out in the open, all right? She immediately called the husband and told him how irresponsible that he was for doing something like that, seeing as they have children in the house, ages 8 and 12. All right, that's the wife's side. The husband says, yes, I left the gun out, but it was locked. I can understand her being upset, but she didn't have to cuss me out. All she had to do was tell me to move it, and I would have put it up. I don't think that I deserved all of that over something that could be fixed so easily. He says that his wife overreacted. So Madhouse Nation, is up to you. Who is guilty in today's Doghouse Courtroom? Power 98, good morning. Who's wrong in this situation? Is it the wife or the husband?
The husband is completely wrong. Because, okay, he's saying something that can be easily fixed, but is a life easily fixed? Is his loss due to the gun being out? No, it's not. He is completely wrong.
Power 98, good morning. Who is wrong in this situation? Is it the wife or the husband?
I think that the husband is wrong, definitely. That's a serious situation that could have gone wrong very quickly. So the wife was she was right to make a big deal about it because it was a big deal.
Power 98, good morning. Who is wrong in this situation? Is it the wife or the husband?
The wife. As simple as that. The wife is wrong. Well, I mean... She could have easily, like he said, he could have easily, like, spoken that to him, like, and said, hey, babe, do you mind putting the the box away. You know, I don't think it's safe to be here. You know, my mama always said you get more with honey than you do with vinegar. So, you know, it's like, why cause an argument? You know, it's no need for all that. Plus, you cause attention to everybody else. Everybody else now know what's in the lockbox. You made it worse than it was.
Power 98, good morning. Who's guilty, the wife or the husband?
I would say that the husband is guilty. I say that because, God forbid, even if something bad did happen, the wife is going to blame the husband, not the lockbox company.
Power 98, good morning. Who's guilty, the wife or the husband?
Oh, definitely the husband, 100%.
Why do you say that?
That's serious right there, man. You don't know how kids, 8 and 12, they super smart. You don't know how many times they might have seen that finger lock combination. That kid going at one time, shoot himself. There is no sorry for that. Kid on the ground.
All right, Burpee, who you got? Who's guilty in this situation? Is it the wife or the husband?
I don't think the wife should have gone off the way that she did because the gun was in a lockbox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think the husband should have put the gun away. He still should have put it away, even though it was in a lockbox. But to cuss him out like that, saying he irresponsible and this, that, and the third, that's unnecessary. Okay, grab the gun. If you see the gun out, put the gun up and shut your mouth. Ain't nothing that, you ain't got to say nothing else about it. Like if I think they feel like that because the kids either don't know about it and they're scared of what could have happened if the kids did see it, and what if the kids asked them about it, they're scared of what their answer might be. She is, the wife is. Or it's just like, it's not that deep. Like, okay, it's in a lockbox. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm sorry that I left it out. If he would have left the whole gun out loaded on the bed, that's a completely different story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still in the lockbox. Like, it's not that deep.
All right. So which one are you saying? Who's guilty, Burp?
The wife.
The wife is guilty.
Yeah.
The wife is guilty.
So she went off.
Yeah. We're not talking about leaving the toilet up, the toilet seat up. We ain't talking about, you know, not making up the bed. We are talking about leaving a gun out. Granted, it was locked like that other caller said. You don't know if them kids know the code to that lockbox and know how to get into that lockbox for that thing. It's a gun. It could potentially take a life. And so, granted, sometimes I do have to come at you a little harsh so that you understand the severity of it. It's a gun. It takes a life. We are talking about children in the house.
Oh, you know,
you have to understand that your actions were very negligent and very irresponsible. So I sort of think that he deserves what he got. I think he deserves getting the cussing out, and he has to take time to think about, oh, I have my gun here. Let me put it up. Let me put it away. I think you got to take the time to think about that because it is a gun. We ain't talking about something just simple.
And my question would be, who the hell do you think you are saying I need to understand? I'm not one of your children. There's a different way. There's a different way to say it. There's a different.
So you mad because I came at you? You mad because I'm talking to you? I'm using profanity towards
like
you.
Like I'm a child. Like I'm one of your children. Yes.
But don't you think that your actions were childish? Don't you think that
no.
that the actions of leaving a gun out or being irresponsible, that your actions are childish?
No, I think there was a slip of the mind. I'm not saying what he did anything that was right. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the way it could have been handled.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been done completely different. She could have and should have just put it up without making a big spectacle about it. Okay, I made a mistake. I get that. You can come at me and tell me I made a mistake, but to come at me and cussing at me and doing all this, now you're challenging my manhood,
right.
And I'm going to hit you with a pillow.
Like her. You know you left the lockbox out on the bed.
Right.
I'm going to hit
you with a pillow. You come at me like that.
You know what? You sound like the guy that's in this situation, that's in this case. But according to Madhouse Nation, they all agree that this man is...
The verdict came down. You are guilty, so you will remain in the doghouse.
He's guilty, bro.
Nah, I'm gonna tackle
you. That's according to the Madhouse Nation. Hey, look, if you got a situation you want it heard in Doghouse courtroom, go ahead and email it over to me, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two D's. Like these people, you can remain anonymous. And we're going to find out who's guilty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.